if you were to project the winner's total come Sunday evening, what are we looking at here?
Good morning, guys. Yeah, as Tiger Woods mentioned in his press conference, and really every player who was in a press conference interview setting yesterday echoed the sentiment about how hard Wingfoot really is. It's one of these courses where they don't need to do a whole lot to have a U.S. Open there. They basically just show up, and it's going to be really hard. And so I'm looking at something right around what we saw in 2006, which was Jeff Ogilvie shooting four rounds over par, finishing at five over, and being the winner of the U.S. Open.
Tiger Woods is comparing it to Oakmont. How accurate do you think that comparison is?
Yeah, Dustin Johnson said the same thing, and he won at Oakmont. So I think there's a fair comparison, just a big, hard northeast. I guess Oakmont's sort of Midwest, but a just tough golf course in that sense. There are different kinds of courses. Wingfoot it has a lot more trees after Oakmont took out all the trees before the last U.S. Open, so it plays a bit differently. But just as far as the scale of difficulty, there are a whole lot more difficult. I mean, Tiger said it was basically Carnoustie, Oakmont, and Wingfoot as the hardest courses in the world, whatever order you want to put them.
Who are some of your favorites you think will come out? Maybe a top five for this weekend?
Yeah, well, I've ranked them all. I can give you a top 144 this week if you'd like. I won't do that to you, but I've got John Rahm on top of my list. John Rahm is a guy who I know a lot of people say, well, he gets very emotional on the golf course and throws some temper tantrums that might not be good in the U.S. Open where you need patience. Guess what? There have been two really difficult golf tournaments so far on the PGA Tour this summer. Both of them played, I don't want to say like a major, but sort of a mini major, the Memorial Tournament and the BMW Championship. The winner of both of those events was John Rahm. He's obviously playing difficult tournaments, difficult golf courses, difficult conditions, better than anybody else right now. And so I've got John Rahm atop my list. Other guys right up there, Xander Schauffele, who's been so good in majors, 12 career starts, 6 top 10 finishes. That's sort of unheard of to start off a career like that. He's still somehow underrated, but at some point he's gonna win one of these things. Matthew Fitzpatrick, another guy who plays really solid golf at tough golf tournaments in tough conditions. And then I'll round out that top five with Tony Finau and Tommy Fleetwood.
Jason Sobel is our guest from the Action Network and the SiriusXM PGA Tour radio station. This is Leadoff, Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
One of your rankings I don't agree with is Tiger Woods at 30. I'm not quite sure what you're thinking there. You can get Jason Sobel on Twitter at Jason Sobel, T-A-N. But why is he so far down?
What a backhanded plug that is.
You think I haven't gotten enough hate tweets already in the last 24 hours?
Now you got Canada coming after you.
You're supposed to say, now, I would have respected a little bit more if you said, look, guys, Mackenzie Hughes, Corey Connors, Adam Hadwin, these guys are way too low on the list.
And all what playing together. All playing together.
How about that? That's pretty cool. And I actually like, of the bunch, Hughes and Connors I really like a lot. Hadwin's been not playing his best golf over the past few months, but the other two guys I really like this week. So that's my way of changing the subject so I won't get all that hate mail.
There you go.
Yeah, I was going to go there next with the Canadians and what kind of odds are there on them winning or finishing high? Who do you like out of the three?
I don't have the odds in front of me right now. I Connors and Hughes have to be pretty close to each other, I would think. Hughes, just based on his recent performances, might have a little bit lower odds. It's a tough one, and it comes down to, look, Corey Connors is a tremendous ball striker. I would love to put together Corey Connors and Mackenzie Hughes. They're a little two-man scramble. Connors, great ball striker. Mackenzie Hughes is one of the best putters, especially on fast greens. And, oh, by the way, these greens are kind of fast this week. So I like both of them. I think I've got Hughes ranked just a little bit higher than Connors in my ranking, but I could see that one going either way.
Jason, we're right up against the clock. Wish we had a little more time. We appreciate the insight, and we'll call on you again very soon, maybe for even a recap next week. Thank you, my friend.
Sounds great. Thanks, guys. We'll figure out whether you thought Tiger was too high or too low.
Yeah, exactly. Let's just hope he gets through it unscathed.